We head to Kitson County, way up north. Hallock, Minnesota is the town. And on the phone with Elena Clay Turwey. Hi, Elena.
Hi, Rom.
How are you on this wintry day?
Just trying to keep warm.
Do you enjoy winter, by the way? Are you a winter fan?
I don't mind it. I really like all the four seasons.
Mm-hmm. Me too. About 3 months of winter, not six or eight.
Exactly.
Exactly right. Now, Elena joins me from Hallock. She's an artist up there in Kitson County. And we'll start there. What do you do as an artist?
I am just creating as I come up with things. I also own a salon, so that is also my gallery.
Are you a painter?
Yes.
You do paint in watercolor?
Mostly canvas and acrylic. I'll paint on anything, basically, but yes.
Okay. And a wide variety of themes in your paintings?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? So we're talking people to animals to scenes, all that good stuff?
Mm-hmm. Mostly abstract or things that speak to me that will speak to others. My last collection I did was very controversial, but yet got people thinking on different issues in the world and things like that. And then I can go from that to happy flowers, to musical instruments, to people. And it basically depends on what I'm feeling.
Now, you mentioned the word controversial. You piqued my curiosity. What about that was controversial?
Each piece was based around different things that are going on in the world.
As
a background on each piece, I used paper from the Kitson County Enterprise.
Okay. In the news, so yeah. I get that.
From music to media to
everything,
human trafficking.
All in the news. Yeah, good theme.
Yes.
All right, very good. Now, you're involved in something coming up very soon, and that would be this Saturday, December 16th. Tell me about it and who's involved in the effort.
It's called Arctic Lights and Libations. It's an idea I got based off of Hallock's community-wide holiday lights contest happening.
Okay.
And so I just started talking to other businesses, other artists, and people were super excited, and now it has grown to much bigger than I ever planned it to be. And there is stuff for everyone. And each of the businesses on Main Street and off on the sides will have artists located in there with their things. Revelation Ale will be the tour hub for a van that will haul people around to do a tour of the holiday lights in this contest. There will be rock and bowling at the bowling alley. The Caribou Grill is doing a wine tasting and appetizer buffet. You've got Farmer Spirits doing their old-fashioned Christmas with many different things happening out there. Let me see.
And there's wine tasting too, isn't there?
Yes, that's at the Caribou Grill.
Okay.
That's with they're doing that with an appetizer bar for $10 a person.
Mm-hmm.
There will also be artists located there.
Okay.
And then at random different places, there will be photo ops with cutout faces for people to take pictures and so we can see after how much fun they're having. And also, there's different opportunities to sign up several times for door prizes.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun for all ages. You mentioned bowling. Shamrock Lanes there in Hallock is hosting Rock and Bowl for the kids from 7 till 10. All that this Saturday, that would be December 16th. Now, is this the first year it's being done?
Yes.
Okay. And I imagine it takes a lot of help. A lot of volunteer work.
Yeah, I'm very impressed and thankful with how many people have come forward to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like the excitement in this community has become so great, where 2 years ago I did an event and I did not get the feedback I'm getting now. So it's exciting to see that other people are excited about being involved and doing things in Havelock rather than going other places.
Now, there's a list of artists being involved in this and showing off their work. And let's run through those names. One that stands out, I've talked to him on the air, Lauren Youngren. Who else is showing their work?
Megan Sugden. She's a photographer, and she also has the Kitson County Skies calendars that a lot of people have heard of. Rock Bakken and his son, Bo Bakken, who has murals all around town. Connie Nelson, Alicia Spilby from Carlstead, Haley Nicholson, who's originally from Lancaster but now lives in Manitoba.
Okay.
We've also just added in a mobile boutique, a woman that is a sister of someone from Havelock, and she travels in her RV as a pop-up shop.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, as we used to say back in the 70s, cool, groovy.
Far out.
Far out. Far out, man. Yeah. All right. Again, that's coming up on Saturday, December 16th in Havelock, Minnesota, which is how many miles from the Canadian border on Highway 75?
About 24.
Okay. To give folks an idea of where it's at. So if you have a desire to see some very original artwork and lots of Christmas lights and lots of fun for the entire family, make your destination point Havelock again this Saturday, December 16th. And it all begins at what time, Elena?
5 to 8 for the tours. Okay. And then, of course, the bowling will be 7 to 10. And then the Caribou is open later and Revelation as well.
What I like about this, Elena, is that it's something local and regional, and it gives folks lots of reasons to stay home and do something to enhance the community, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, very good. Have I missed any points on our conversation?
I think we hit it all.
Okie doke. Again, Elena Clay Turwe is heading up this big event, and it's the first, hopefully, of many. It's called the Art Crawl Holiday Lights Event in Havelock, and it's Arctic Lights and Libations. And libations meaning anything from what, Kool-Aid to wine?
To beer, to
beer,
everything.
Whatever. All right. This Saturday, December 16th, again, for more information, what can folks do?
Either go to the City of Havelock Facebook page, where there is an event, or people can email me at yayaclay@gmail.com.
Very good. Helena, it's been a treat. Thank you so much for joining me, and best of luck this Saturday, the first annual, hopefully of many, and season's greetings. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. Elena Clay Turwe from Havelock, Minnesota. And without the help of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, this event would probably not be held. So a big thank you to the folks in Warren at the Arts Council, Director Mara Hannell, and others for their strong support of this event in Havelock and many, many more throughout the entire year here in Northwest Minnesota. To contact the Arts Council, give them a call in Warren. Their phone number, area code 218-745-9111, 218-745-9111. Their website is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. One more time, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org.